Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse, because you know what? The Bible is an amazing book, and the more I read it, the more I fall in love with it, and the more connections I make, and I have found, honestly, that reading the Bible is like exercise. If I walk away from exercise from a few days, it's harder to get back in. And once I jump back in, I remember how enjoyable it can be, and it's the same with the Bible. So if you're struggling with it, just make some time today to read it wherever you want. And right now we're in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 33 in the Message translation. It says this: Lady Wisdom goes out in the streets and shouts at the town center. She makes her speech. In the middle of the traffic, she takes her stand. At the busiest corner, she calls out, "Simpletons, how long will you wallow in ignorance? Cynics, how long will you feed your cynicism? Idiots, how long will you refuse to learn? About face, I can revise your life. Look, I'm ready to pour out my spirit on you. I'm ready to tell you all I know. As it is, I've called, but you've turned a deaf ear. I've reached out to you, but you've ignored me. Since you laugh at my counsel and make a joke of my advice, how can I take you seriously? I'll turn the tables and joke about your troubles. What if the roof falls in and your whole life goes to pieces? What if catastrophe strikes and there's nothing to show for your life but rubble and ashes? You'll need me then. You'll call for me, but don't expect an answer. No matter how hard you look, you won't find me, because you hated knowledge and had nothing to do with the fear of God, because you wouldn't take my advice and brushed aside all my offers to train you. Well, you've made your bed, now lie in it. You wanted your own way, now how do you like it? Don't you see what happens, you simpletons, you idiots? Carelessness kills. Complacency is murder. First pay attention to me and then relax. Now you can take it easy. You're in good hands. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's always shocking to read your word through the Message paraphrase. Sometimes it can be pretty out there, but I know that the late Eugene Peterson's heart was to convey the tone of the actual Hebrew that he was translating, and obviously in the New Testament, the Greek and the Aramaic texts. So, Lord, help us to understand what this translation is trying to say and what you're trying to say through your Holy Spirit to us. Basically, the gist of this is that we would be simpletons if we ignored all the wisdom that you provide for us. If we forsake you and walk away from you, we are actually forsaking a good life, and we're forsaking all the things that we need to have a godly life and to have the joy that we need in a kingdom mindset that honors you in everything we do. So first, I just ask for your forgiveness, Lord, where I have turned to myself. I know, Lord, particularly my sin has been that I somehow think if I think about something long enough and ruminate on it and roll it over in my mind long enough, I can figure it out. And while that's not bad, it's not bad to contemplate things, that's not always my first jump to, is not always to you, Lord, it's to me. And so forgive me for thinking that my own figuring something out takes precedent over your wisdom. And Lord, I pray that today would be a day that I look to you first and trust you first, and even let those questions lie sometimes and let you work them out for me. That's the prayer of my heart, Lord. I pray for all of us that we would listen to Lady Wisdom. She's personified here in Proverbs as a woman, and she is yelling in the streets, just longing for people to hear her. And what she's saying is, I have it figured out. I've got what you need to live a successful and joy-filled life. And so many of you just walk on by. And so, Lord, I pray today for a holy pause, that we would stop and we would listen. In this world, yes, we have trouble, but also in this world, we have noise. We have noise in our earphones. We have noise on our phones. We have noise in our lives. And we have forsaken being quiet enough to hear your voice. And so, Lord, in these quiet moments, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your wisdom. We want to welcome your feedback on our lives. And not only that, we want to be in a constant conversation with you because you are our source of life. We love you. We bow our knees, our hearts, our minds, our wills, our lives before you, and we trust you with everything, and we thank you for your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you haven't left a review yet on iTunes or Stitcher, that would be super awesome because it will help get the podcast out into the hands of those who need it. We're in over 100 countries now, and that just makes me really, really excited. And we're inching up toward 500,000 downloads, slowly but surely, and that's awesome too. So thank you for being a part of that, and I pray that you have an amazing day.